been, I mean, I came here 2 years ago, and that feels like ages ago at this point. I feel like an old man now, but it feels awesome. It hasn't really hit me yet that we're actually going to start practicing a real fall camp to play real football games in 2 weeks, so it's pretty cool.
And for you, Hayden, just to be preparing for a season that you know you're going to play games that are going to count.
It's awesome. It's felt like a lifetime since I've been able to sit down and watch film to prepare for someone other than Merrick Thompson or Marquay Shaw in practice, and now we get to go out and compete for a conference championship and a national championship.
You got a chance, Hayden, this spring to play in a couple of games. How beneficial maybe was that for you to get ready for this season?
It was huge for a lot of reasons. You know, a lot of the upper-class guys like myself and Jace, we've been played for a few seasons now, so we got to kind of shake the dust off and get going. But we also got to see a lot of younger guys play who they'd be redshirted right now and they'd just be practicing, but they actually got to go through a real game day, what it's like, and to play another college football team.
I was looking at the media guide that Don Weiss put together and looking at the players who are in each classification. There's the super seniors or those that have graduated, which you both are a part of, and then there's the regular seniors. And there's only 10 players who happen to fall under those two particular categories. This is a young football team. First off, Jace, just your overall thoughts and impressions of this team, of what you've seen in workouts and from the spring games.
It is a young team, but it doesn't feel like it because all of the so-called freshmen now have been around for a year. They've kind of saw how we do things, and they've kind of adapted to that already. So it doesn't necessarily feel young. And then the guys that are sophomores, I feel like I've known them, sophomores, I guess, in quotations, because they've been here for 3 years now. So it doesn't really feel like it's a young team because, like, I mean, we got Braden Gleason, the quarterback. I mean, he's been here forever now, and he says he has 3 years eligibility left, but he's been – competing and going to Addison practice. I remember in 2018 or 2019, whatever his redshirt year was, he was dicing us up and as a redshirt freshman being our scout team QB. So it doesn't feel young as it looks, I guess.
Defensively is where the majority of the experience returns from this football team from that 2019 team. You're part of a linebacking group that's very experienced and has a lot of leadership capabilities. How important do you see your role for this football team going into the season?
I mean, as linebackers, we've kind of taken it upon ourselves to be that leadership role. Like, we don't even necessarily at this point. It's not that we don't need coaching because we all can get better every day, but, like, if Coach Lindsay says, hey, I'm not going to be at drills today, you guys handle it, we know how to do that. We've been doing it for 5 or 6 years now. He doesn't have to watch over our shoulder 24/7 to make sure we're doing the right things, because I think he kind of has that trust with us that we're going to do the right thing because we've been around and proven ourselves for so long. And there's a sense of accountability and empowerment with that, just to know that a coach trusts you that much, just to not even worry that you're going to do the right thing or not. And I think all the linebackers kind of feel like that, and we've kind of gained some freedom and some I guess we kind of just feel like it's helped us a lot grow, I guess, because we've had that freedom from Coach Lindsay.
On the offensive side, Hayden, I think there are only 4 players who have starting experience, not necessarily playing experience, but starting experience, and you're one of those guys on the offensive line that, along with Xavier Kaysen, who has experience on that offensive line, you also have a new offensive line coach from the last time that you played in an MIAA game. Having that extra time maybe to get used to Coach Cashdollar, how beneficial maybe has that been for you guys?
It's been huge in a lot of ways. You know, we get to figure out his coaching style, really figure out what he's about. And he came in during a pandemic, which is no easy task, and he wasted no time with reaching out to us and connecting with us and, like, really introducing himself and what he's about and his goals for us as a unit and then as a team. And it's been great to be able to have the extra time we wouldn't normally have to get to know him and to learn from him before we start the season.
As far as the offense, where do you see some of the strengths? What is it you like about this offense?
I've got to start with the offensive line. We're coming back with the vengeance this year. We're ready to just ground and pound and really impose our will on the other team and not hold back. And then we got some great receivers. Will Amos is one first one that comes to mind. He he can run over anybody, run around anybody, catch anything. And you got Braden Gleason at quarterback and Jack Diamond who's going to be competing for it. There really is no one strength or one weakness. It's just we're all strong as a unit.
And I know this summer has been a very busy summer for everybody. For me, the encouraging part are the number of teammates that have been back working out with you in the weight room and out on the field and getting yourselves ready for this fall.
Yes, sir, there's been a lot. I've noticed I've went to a 6 a.m. group today, and typically I go to 8:30 a.m. group, and they're both just packed, and everyone's excited to be there and be around each other and to work. You know, it's great to see everybody, but the fact that they want to be there, it's voluntary, and everyone's here working and ready for the season.
You know, coming up, we listened to a couple of the teams on the podium, and some of them talked about building a culture. And, Jace, you guys have to feel like that's something you don't have to worry about. You have to feel like that culture is already there.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I came here to start, because right when I stepped on campus, I felt like the culture was set. There wasn't really – I mean, obviously, you want to develop it and you want to build upon it every year, but it's not like we're starting from scratch. It's always been there. We have our core bricks. We have family over everything is all we really are about. Like, and when we can get back to that, I think that's the most important thing. And I think even in the losing 4-7 last year, it didn't feel like we strayed from that. And if we can keep grinding, and like in the NCAA, a couple bounces go our way in 2019, we're 7-4. Just like in 18, we had a couple bounces go our way, and that's how we won the Corsicana Bowl. So it's just keeping your head to the grindstone and making sure you just stick to those things through the good and the bad, and I think that's what we've done.
Well, Jace and Hayden, congratulations on getting a football season. Have a great spring training or training camp, and good luck this season.
Appreciate it, Greg.
Thank you very much.
That's Hayden Reed, along with Jace McDown, members of the Emporia State football team, graduate students for Emporia State, as they visit with us here on Media Day. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll sit down and we'll visit with the head coach, Garen Higgins, right after this timeout. I'm Greg Ray on KVOE Live and Local from the MIAA Media Days.